Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Lost Bonnie. Oh no. She started to do the Bonnie scream, I think, and it's like, I'm not sure what happened. It's like, nope. She shows she's live. Bonnie, we're not hearing you. She started the Bonnie scream and we can't hear you.
Billy, I'm here. Where are you?
There. Now we can hear you. Woo!
Oh my goodness gracious. I've been screaming and talking and I guess nobody's been able to hear me. Anyway, I took off all my mics. I took off all the microphones, and I want to say hello to everyone. Hi, everyone in chat and on the phone lines, and thank you for joining us on a Sunday evening, or actually a Sunday afternoon. I'm so excited. I love my chat. And we have a fabulous guest who I'm going to announce in just a second and say hello to. But I do want to tell you this is a special show. Kelly put it on especially for our guest today because she kind of has a little problems getting on during the week. We love her with us, but she also has a job. She is always when she can in chat, and her name is Angel Face 444. Actually, her real name is Gay, and she's an angel reader. She gets messages for the angels, which I love. Hi, Gay.
Hi. How's everybody doing?
Hey, I'm so excited you're on the other end this time.
I know. Oh, my God.
Hey, girlfriend, how does it feel? Because, I mean, you're ready, and you've been ready for a long time. I do want everybody to know before I actually introduce her. And hi, Kelly. I know you're on here. You're listening with bated breath. Because I think you want a reading, but Kelly has not felt well. She's been
I defer to the callers first, always.
Yeah, well, guess what? Guess what? I don't. No, of course I do. But I just want to tell Kelly we love you and we wish you well. And girlfriend, you know, get better soon. Because I need you on Tuesday. Anyway, just to let everybody know.
To talk to you Tuesday.
You are on with Bonnie Albers, with Bonnie Albers on air, and I love bringing you all the metaphysical shows. We are a talk show. We talk about all different things. We come up with such crazy subjects and topics, and you never know what's going to be discussed on our show, and we also give readings. We give messages from spirit. We give messages from the angels. But we hope that we do more than just give you readings. We feel like you're our family. It's like sitting in a living room talking to friends, and that's what I hope you all feel like. So I won't, with any further ado, I won't give you more about myself. You know you can reach me at Blog Talk Radio. Please like me, and you'll get all the lists of our shows, and we have some fabulous shows coming up this week. Gay, before you start, and I'm going to let you start in just a second, I want to tell everybody what this week is going to start off with. We start off with you, Gay!
Yay! The best.
I'm so excited. And then tomorrow is Kelly and I, if Kelly can make it there. If not, everybody, I'll be on. Hey, can you imagine me talking to myself? That's going to be a real trip. So anyway, you have me and Kelly on tomorrow. Tuesday, I am going in for surgery. It's a minor procedure, and I hope everybody will miss me and send me prayers, and I know I'll be okay. And Tuesday, you've got the heavy metal medium coming with Kelly. She will give you messages. She's a medium. She's a teacher. She's a psychic. She'll do everything that she's known to do because she is fabulous. In fact, there's someone in chat that can attest to it because she's kind of fabulous herself. Hi, Sherry. I know you're there. Anyway, next trip, Sherry, is going to be my show. Anyway, that's going to be on Tuesday. Wednesday, we have Ron Cole, and we're going to have Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand come in on the second hour. You know, that's usually our Astro Day, but we have two special other guests coming this week. Thursday, we've got from the UK, across the pond, Phil Renton. He was on the show a year ago. It was standing room only. He's a spirit medium, and he will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock. And Friday, I'm just so excited to tell all of you, I started this show with Mike Perry. Mike is a paranormal investigator and intuitive. He speaks to spirit. He has his own paranormal team, of which I was belong to. Anyway, he got busy with work and his family, and now he's coming back. So he will be here Friday at 4, and we're going to do a phenomenal show. So that's our week setup. Now, right now, I want to introduce you to my angel. Hi, Gay.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I just can't, you know, when I met you in chat, you were just, and on the phone, when you called in, you were just a sweetheart. I can feel your energy. Can you tell everybody how you got started and how long ago? This isn't your first time with the angels, girl.
Oh, no, it's not. I've been on other shows a long time ago in the past. But I started doing angel work, actually, around 2006. This was the time my husband was sent out. He was in the Army, so I'm a military wife of 24 years. He just got out. So he went to Iraq.
Oh, thank him for us. Thank him.
Yeah. So he had left to go to Iraq, and I always had an interest in the paranormal and things like that, but there's always the stigma of a taboo going on sometimes. But I ventured off, and I would started watching James Van Praagh's show, and I really got more interested, and he had a chat room, and I got started going there, and I'd meet people from, it's just like the angels took me by to the seas of bridges and said, you're going to learn to do that. We need you. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I mean, it happens so fast. So I go to from this chat room, meeting people, and I would meet more people, and they would get me more interested, and I picked up. One day, I went to the bookstore, and I saw Dr. Doreen's book, The Lightworker's Way, and that's where it's boom, opened it up, floodgates. And I made a decision to learn to become an angel therapist practitioner after her. I went to California and worked with her for a week. And I went to Australia to do the advanced course. And ever since then, I've been doing angel work. And I've progressed to as am a life coach as well. And I do the reading. And my biggest thing is I am a collector of experiences, and I'm always interested in finding out new little things about me, life, and where the other people in my little movie fit in. You know, what is it I want?
I love that, Gay. I mean, movies?
Yeah.
I love that.
You know, we create our own little movie before. This is my belief, you know, our little blueprint movie. Everybody's in it, people that are just extras, and we share contracts to learn things. And so,
hey, Gay.
Yeah.
Well, I think I have to be the star.
I'm the star of my own movie.
If we're going to be doing a movie, honey, you know that's my thing. That's my forte. I want to be in that movie. And I want to be, I mean, I'll let everybody else come in. But, you know, with movies, you can't say that because I'm going to try controlling it anyway. So, okay, we'll do movies. I gotcha.
But it just grew and grew, the interest in angels. And I've had experiences that, you know, have just proven to me, it makes, even though we know what we know, there's still a bit of skepticism inside of you. You know, we're human. This is part of our thing. You know, we want to see tangible things, and I've had those things proven to me through different experiences. One I can recall was I like to volunteer all the time. So when Katrina hit, I left for 3 months. My husband and my daughter, she was grown, so I went there and lived in a compound where volunteers were for 3 months, and I gutted houses, worked in medical center, and all that stuff. So we were out gutting a house one day, and this house was horrible. It was just horrible. It was heartbreaking. People's personal effects. And intuitively, I would tell them what they should do with it, not throw it away, or you know. But out front, we had huge piles of all the old furniture, clothing. People had everything still left in these homes. And a friend of mine had rode with me, and I gave him my keys so he wouldn't, you know, quit bugging me because he was bugging me about going to the car all the time. And he lost my keys. And it was really funny because he would like totally say, I don't really believe in angels, blah, blah, blah. So I like, okay. At first I was going to go into panic, but I didn't. So I kind of went somewhere private, and I just called in the energy of the angels, and I asked the Archangel Shemuel, could he help me find these keys? And, if he could send me a visual, a thought, or whatever. And so I walked to the front door, and he was standing there. He says, where are you going? I says, I'm going to where the keys are. And he says, well, how do you know where they are? I'm like, oh, the angels told me. So we walked like 6 steps, like six steps outside the door, and I looked down, and there they were, the keys in the grass in the front yard. And he said, how'd you know?
Wow.
He said, they told me it was in the front yard. And he said, exactly. He just said front yard, and there they were. And
I am so impressed, Gay, because you know what? I mean, nobody that I know doesn't really love angels. I mean, they cross every line for us. They cross the religious line. Everybody, every religion you can trace back to angels. It, even people who have hope or aren't, you know, totally on board with metaphysics as we all are, if you mention angels, I mean, they all smile. So everybody across the board, I really believe, even if they don't believe in angels, which I don't know anybody that doesn't, but they resonate with the feeling of an angel. Like their wife could be an angel, their husband could be an angel, their kid, their dog. So I really love that you can do this because it crosses all the borders. And I bet you after that key incident, he didn't say he didn't believe in angels again.
Oh, he would try to push it, but he was a writer, and he was so excited. He says, oh, I can't believe this, and he was just floored because I would talk to him all the time about the angels, and here I did this thing, and he's like, oh, my God. So he says, I'm going to write a story about you. I'm like, you're crazy, whatever.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, can you tell everybody how to find you? Because I know that you gave me a reading on my own show, and I loved it. I didn't really know what to expect, but it was, well, I had a million other questions, so, but it was such a perfect reading, and I know that the people today and tonight will enjoy hearing from you, but can you tell everybody how did they can get a hold of you should they want a reading from the angels?
If you go to Dr. Doreen Virtue's website, it's called Angel Therapy Practitioners List on her website. It's called angeltherapy.com. And she has a listing of angel therapy practitioners. And I'm on that list. And at the moment, I live in Louisiana. It may not be listed in there yet. I haven't changed it. But my name is Gay Tivanka. It's the only Tivanka you will see on there. And that is spelled T as in Peter, I, V as in Victor, O-N-K-A. And it also has my email. You can email me. And it has my phone.
Well, Gay, I love that. And now I want to show, well, you know, I know you've taken some hiatuses, and I know that you haven't been on the radio recently. That's what I'm kind of hearing. So I am, like, really excited that you would want to be on not only my show, but that you would want to come back on the radio. I know that you work and you have a fabulous job and you really do make a difference even when you kind of don't think you might. So I am just so happy that I get to feature you. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you. And I can't wait to get the people on because I know they all want to talk to you. I do usually on the first time I have somebody on the show, I like to show people how you work. And I think a lot of people in chat already know because they heard you give me a reading. But I'm going to I hope that the angels have a message for me. Or how do you work? Do you like a question? Do you just get angel messages? I mean, I know I work better with questions. And then I know that Melissa Bruce, who's our heavy metal medium coming on Tuesday, she'll answer questions, but she likes to just let loose. She just likes to do a reading. So how do you like doing your talent?
I do take questions, but a lot of times I just kind of blurt out whatever I get. I use angel oracle cards, the archangel, but I have several kinds of oracle cards. Right now, these are the ones I work with. I started out working with healing with the angel cards, but I have several decks. Whatever hits me, I grab. But right now, like, I would only pull, like, three cards, not a couple decks.
Okay.
Like and today, you know, it's only 60. I'm only gonna do one card, and that's how it's gonna roll.
Okay. Well, you know what? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have my earphones back. I can't hear you that well without them. So let's try. If you can't hear me, just tell me, and I'll take my earphones off. But So if you hear everybody, and I'm going to get to everybody, that is how Gay works. So when I pick you up on the phone, did you say that you just pull an angel card from them because I missed that, or do you want them to ask you questions?
I'm just going to pull one angel card, and actually what I would like everyone to do is just to concentrate on one thing they would like to ask but don't really ask.
I love that. Well, you know what? I got a million things. My brain goes in every which way but loose. You can't but pick up a million things with me. So we're going to start. I know I usually don't do this, but because Gay's first on the first time on the show, I want everybody to see how she works. We're going to use me as the guinea pig. I love that. And Gay, go ahead. I am going to think of something, and then you can pull a card for me.
All right.
Actually, I thought of three things. Is that okay? You might have...
Now, I'm not going to hear your question. Whatever answer you get is, you know, it's out there. You'll know because it's your answer. It's your reading. It's not for me. You know what I'm saying? So
I agree with you. I think the audience might want to hear afterwards maybe what the question was so they can relate to how well. Hello.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Yeah, so go ahead and pull the card or cards because I'm thinking of three things. Can I think of three things or I can only be in one thing?
Well, you might get three answers in one card.
Yay! All right, you go for it, girl.
For the first card, the only card I got for you is Counselor, and this is the Archangel Azrael. And it says on the card, it says, you are a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. Of course, we know this about Bonnie. We know that you're a guidance. But, you know.
Yes, that's exactly what I am.
Bonnie, don't give up. Don't give it up, Bonnie, because I know that you have aspirations and dreams and things that you want to go much further with your guidance, because you totally want to touch the soul and the hearts of people who really feel they are hopeless and lost in this. And you are an asset to the angels, is what I'm hearing. You're an asset to all beings of God, because sometimes, you know, people can't hear that. Well, I keep hearing us. I'm saying us. Can't hear us. Is what I'm, but it's not about me. I'm talking about them, you know. So, of course, we know that you're a natural healer and you can benefit from your guidance, but you have such love in your heart for the human race itself. And you've seen so much suffering. And all I can clearly get is that you're an asset, is what I hear, is that you're an asset and that you are totally like a conduit, like me, for them. And they need your help and they need your love, because they send you love and they know that you have the same highest intensity of love that they carry within them for other people, that you do the same. And the picture of the card actually is like this goddess on her knees in a beautiful long gown. And there's this angel with the wings spread out of light, and it looks kind of like a peacock-like pattern, but it's not. And the angel is like standing behind this person with their hands on their shoulders, so that saying that you are divinely guided when you're helping others. You are divinely guided.
Well, I have to be divinely guided because I need their help to help others. So I love that, because you know how much I step in both worlds, metaphysical and physical. And sometimes I think I'd rather be in the metaphysical totally, but I know that I have work in the physical realm. So that is a perfect, I thank you. I thank you for that message. I will always continue, because I just know that, that this is my passion, and I am a counselor, and I'm a nurse. So, and I'm and my favorite is, you know, I'm a psychic medium, spirit medium. So I thank you, Gay. We have so many callers. I'm going to take the next caller for you. You rock the house, girlfriend. And if there is any other message before I put the other person on the phone, you can either save it or you can, you know, give it to me right now. Are you done with me?
The only thing I did when I got kind of a short visual was your angel looks kind of like Jim Morrison himself with the hair and everything.
I love that. Oh, my God. Oh, gee. I love that, because, you know, I'm the rocker chick, so I love that Jim Morrison thing. Ooh, that's just too cool. I like that angel. What's his name?
Henry Richard. I get Henry. I don't know why, but it's not so cool. But
that's okay. I'll take Henry. As long as he has long hair and looks like Jim Morrison, I'm good. So I'm going to take the next caller. Yeah, you know what's so funny? Before I take the next caller, I was told to ask you that. So I knew there was another message, and I love it. And what they sent me was Jim Morrison, and I'm a music person, so I love that. Maybe the love of music is what they're sending me to.
Yeah, yeah.
And they know I like long hair with guys, so what can I say? My husband.
But I do.
Yes, my husband looks like Bon Jovi, or he looks like my husband. Actually, my husband's much cuter than Bon Jovi, but they kind of, if you set them, like, together, they kind of look exactly the same. But, you know, I'm prejudiced. So I'm going to take your first caller, Gay. I'm excited for you. And this is 703, girlfriend or guy friend. You are on with Gay Angel Face 444 and Bonnie. Hi,
how are you guys?
Oh, I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, how can Gay help you today?
Well, I have actually been struggling with making a big life decision, and I kind of have to make a decision within the next probably week or so, and it's kind of been I don't want to say bothering me because I have been, you know, just thinking about it a lot, but it has been, you know, making me anxious just because it's, you know, pretty much going to direct my life from here on out. So I'm just wondering if, you know, it's the right decision for me to take on this, you know, next part of my life and commit to doing this, or, you know, if it's maybe not so good, or if there's something else I need to do, or just anything that you see for me as far as that goes.
Okay. I'm going to hand you, today you have Gay, and Gay,
okay.
What is your first name?
My name is Adrian.
Adrian, I'm going to hand you over to our angel lady. Tonight is our angel show, so I know the angels will have an answer. Go ahead, Gay, go for it.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Pull your one card in here, and let's see what you come up. Oh, rhythm cycles. This is with the Archangel Haniel. She's kind of like a representation of the Mother Mary in a way.
Of the what? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Mother
we can't
Mary.
Hear you. Can you hear her real well?
She's like
Mother.
Like a representation of Mother Mary.
Mother Mary, okay.
Yes. And on the card it says, like, notice how the moon offers your energy and manifestations and capitalize on these cycles. So if I were you, I would pay attention to the moon cycles this month and regarding your decision. A certain time is what I'm hearing, that would be the poignant time to say yes or no to what you're deciding to do.
Right.
I feel like there's like your, what is coming here?
Are you having a hard time here? Maybe it's my microphone. I'm having a hard time hearing.
I am a little bit.
Yeah, I am too. Gay,
so
I don't know.
What I'm going to do is take off the earbuds and just use the phone directly, because I think that'll be better.
Okay, because
okay.
I have something. Go ahead, because I can't hear you well anyway. So,
okay, just better.
Yes, go for it.
There you go. Now, the card was moon cycles, and on the front of the card is this beautiful angel with big, beautiful white wings. She's wearing like a pale blue gown with a really dark blue sash, and she has these doves flying around her. And the moon cycles, to pay attention on the, okay, I'm hearing full moon. To make that decision. And I feel like something, okay, what I'm hearing is like your heart is going to let you know yay or nay, but not to be worried about your fear, because either way you're going to go where you need to go, be where you need to be, whatever decision
okay.
that you make. But on the full moon, it will totally manifest what you desire out of that decision.
Can I just, you know me, I gotta,
yeah,
I'm a butted ski, but, you know, the full moon, I have to tell you, is very soon. It's on the 6th. So you really have a full moon.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, coming up. If you're waiting for the full moon, I have this feeling this is what I'm getting. I have this feeling mm-hmm. you have a lot of trepidation about what you're doing. I think you'd like to keep your foot in both parts. You really would not like to do what you know you need to do, because your heart is not quite through, whether it's where you live with a person. I'm getting that you really don't want to move forward, but if you stay and you don't move to the next phase of your life, that it is stagnant. I am told that yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's
this
yes,
is
it's
where the moon
time.
Cycles come in. It's the moon phase. So, you know, it's kind of like giving you a time to, you know, like, what I'm getting is, like, what is more important, you, yourself, how you feel about yourself and the way you see yourself, or what's going to happen if you make that decision? Is that going to decide who you are? I mean, no, it's not. You decide who you are.
I do get your trepidation. They're telling me, my guides are telling me that you really don't want to make this decision. So I think you've been pushed. I think the universe has pushed you and given you a crossroads. And a crossroads is coming up pretty quick. I think you'll, I think if you do not make the decision, it'll, the decision will be made for you. And so I always look at
exactly. That's what I get to. It's going to be done. That's why it's giving you a time limit, and you're going to have to do or die. I mean, that's it.
Yeah. So if I were you, I don't know what your decisions are. I see this vast plane in front of me, and it looks like move forward, and all I hear is yes, it's time. That's what my guides are telling me. So I don't know what you're asking. I really do better with questions, but whatever it is time. Time to go. Time to do. Time to be.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because you are going to be where you are supposed to be no matter what you do. I mean, you're always going to get to where you're supposed to be. Don't be afraid. Just don't be afraid.
Okay.
Just take the leap. That's my biggest, know if you're going to fly.
That's my biggest fear. And I'll just tell you quickly, you know, it's having to do with medical school, and I have to do a program that's going to be about a year and a half to 2 years of science and math that, you know, will make me eligible to apply. And for me to do this, I actually ended up getting into a school that's way across in the middle of the country. I'm in Maryland, and the school is in Missouri. And, you know, I went and visited the school last week, and I liked it a lot, but I was just very hesitant about making this huge transition, like leaving my job, leaving my friends and my family and everyone I know to go here and do this. But, you know, I'm 27, and it's a long road to medical school, so I feel like if I don't do it now, you know, while
it's
I have
time.
This opportunity,
yeah,
that, you know, I might not have it again. So that was my decision.
Well, there's
your
time limit
Well, do you know what? I have to tell you something that's really interesting. My daughter did the same thing you did. My daughter is 27. She's in her third year of medical school, and she was scared to death. She ended up, because she went to law school, that's who's calling me now, because she went to law school, and I told her not to, because, you know, I'm a psychic medium, and she didn't listen to me. I told her she was a healer, and she decided she was going to law school. Top grades, a straight A, but because she didn't finish, because even though she was in law review, medical school did not want to take her, and I understand. I begged her to continue and finish, because what it looks like is that she stopped one career to start another, and they don't like that in this country. They felt that she was given a chance if she had finished. Anyway, that's what she was told. She ended up going to a medical school out of the country. It's a U.S. medical school, and it's very, very good, but she's doing the same thing, and she had to leave, and she was very upset about it. But I can tell you what, from my guides, they're telling me, yes, it's time. This will be it for you. It's a, you've got a window of opportunity, and you need to take it if this is what you want. If you don't, you reconsider, you want to do nursing, because now you can get a doctorate in nursing, or you want to do paramedic, you have other choices. But if you want medical school, and you need to make up your courses, is kind of what I'm hearing, make courses that you didn't have, you need to go. Or you need to change into a different type of health profession.
Okay,
so you know,
the angels are basically saying that fly, baby, fly.
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
fly, baby, fly. You can do it. And you know what? You just call them to support you. Yeah, it's always scary. Change is scary. But you know who you are. You know you can do this. And you know what? Heaven is always at your back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was wonderful.
Yeah, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We always love hearing about how you and, you know, all of our callers, listeners end up doing. And I hope we've helped you, and I hope the angels helped you.
You definitely have. I appreciate it so much. Thank you very, very much.
You're
angels
very
at your side, Adrian.
Thank you.
I love that. Bye. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I just love that game. That's so cute. All right. The next caller is 480. 480, you are on with our angel lady, Gay. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing fabulous. And who are we speaking
to? Awesome. My name is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello. So I wanted to ask you about a friend slash work partner of mine, and her name is Veronica, and I want to know, we kind of go back and forth where we were getting close, and then we kind of act up, and we're kind of doing that back and forth thing. Want to know if you see the constant roller coaster, or will we finally be moving forward towards a more healthy work slash friendship?
Okay, let me see what we got here. Ooh. I get to clear your space. So you feel, okay, is there some, like, it's more like clutter in your life or between you. There's, like, clutter. Someone's got clutter going on. Stuff getting in the way.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that word.
Clutter, like a lot of stuff in the way.
Clutter, like that. I love that. You know what I love? I got to say something before you continue. I love that word. Clutter could mean anything. And clutter doesn't need to be bad. Clutter is not, could just be a lot of things going on at once, people not being able to handle what they have, a lot of different irons in the fire. And I love that word. So, Gay, that was a great word. But go ahead. And I'm not an English teacher, but I just love that word. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy. I'm so sorry.
I get the feeling that what I'm hearing is that there's clutter in the relationship, like something getting in the way for it to actually – that's why it's a roller coaster, okay? There's, you know, I don't know if it's you or the other person, but someone's got clutter that keeps pulling them back or getting in their way to making it sort of a constant. And this is with the Archangel Jophiel, which is the Archangel of Beauty. This angel helps you to see beauty in everything, even in your clutter. So, like, blood, you know, it helps you to see the beauty within a person, things around, in situations that are tough or, you know, straining or stressful, but helps you to see the beauty in that situation. And it says, get rid of the clutter and clear the energy around you using feng shui. So, I'm trying to get the feeling, you know, the roller coaster.
You know, I think
something is pulling this other person, you know, I'm just feeling the attachment of clutter to some one of you. That's why the roller coaster is happening. And
well,
the clutter could be emotional baggage. It could be space. But, you know, it doesn't have to be physical.
Is the clutter her husband?
Well, yes, it could be. I don't see that. I don't know this person, but it could be. It could be that a person pulling them, and it could be the clutter that she can't seem to let go of.
Yeah. Does she have? I think I've talked to you, and that's why I'm not answering because I think, and I don't remember because when spirit tells me, I can't remember. But Nancy, does this woman have kids?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. The clutter I feel isn't so much from him. It's a part of him, which are the kids. And I think she's being pulled in a lot of different directions. And what you're seeing and why Gay is saying clutter, what I'm getting is that it's clutter in her life. And she's not really where you have more focus and more time. She doesn't.
Exactly.
So you have to understand, and I think maybe what that angel was saying to you is when she gets rid of the clutter, and it's going to be a while because I don't think her kids are real young, old. I believe that it'll
two are out of the house already. Two are out of the house, and one's almost out.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel like. Well, I have a 27-year-old, and I still have clutter. So I don't mean like little kids. But the thing is, I think that she's got a lot of irons in the fire, Nancy, and I think that she will eventually see that she's got to get rid of some of the clutter. But I don't think it's going to be very soon. I really believe that if you're going to fit into her life and you want to, you're going to have to fit into the clutter. And that's what that's really what it is you're going to have to rearrange what you think of as friendship. And try to fit into her world.
Okay. And my other part of the question is, since I'm kind of new at this, how well do you see me doing in the business that you both have our professor in?
Did you want do you see what the, you know, I hate to do this because I have a reader on, Nancy, and my day is, I mean, I, when I sponsor a reader, I'd hate to take over because that's what I usually end up doing. So I'm gonna ask Gay if she sees anything before
okay.
I.
Great.
I'm just going to pull one more card for you to see what that says. Okay.
Thank you, Gay.
Okay. And on here, it's actually the Archangel Michael, and his big message is you need to always remember who you are. And it says that you're a powerful, loving, creative child of God, and you're very loved. So the deal is it's a success if you believe in yourself, if you believe in what you're doing, if you know who you are innately, that you know. Trust that knowing. Trust that intuition. It can't fail. And, you know, heaven's not going to lead you to a negative place. If you see it negative, then it will be negative. So remember who you are. Remember where you came from. What you're made of. You got guts.
So, yeah,
you
so as long
gut.
As I do that,
you
then,
got
then
you
see
got a good spirit?
I'm sorry?
Have lots of guts and you're spirited and you don't give up that easy is what I see hearing, and that you know you will succeed because you believe in what you're doing and you believe in who you are and you can make it work.
Awesome. Well, I believe
yeah.
in the product and I just
yeah.
love seeing people get off their medicine because of our product. So yes,
well,
they believe
you
it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Nancy, what I totally agree with Gay, and, well, not that I have to, or with the angels. But,
right.
But, you know, I mean, how could I disagree with the angels? But I do have to tell you that you will be doing a lot of the work, and stop looking sideways. I feel like, you know, I feel your aura. And I feel like this is this the like she said, you need to believe in yourself, and I believe you do. You're a strong warrior. You're really like I could see you plugging ahead. Stop looking to the side about friends and what things are happening, or you know things that you think might should be better or different, and just keep plugging ahead. Because if you do that, like Archangel Michael said, you can do anything. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds great.
And
yeah.
he gives
you
the courage
you so
to step out of your box to do it.
Oh, you're welcome, Nancy. We love you. Give us a call and let us know. You know, you're welcome. Okay.
Have a great day.
Angels at your side, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy. We love you, girlfriend. Come back and visit us and just keep plugging away, girl, because when you believe in what you do, just like Gay was telling you through my and Michael was telling you, who I love that Archangel Michael. He can come anytime. Oh yes, mine happens to be Gabriel, but you know, hey, Michael, I love you too. Anyway, what just to let you know that beautiful, wonderful, fabulous things can happen when you believe in yourself. Really, that's what the universe says to you. It says that when you do believe. In yourself, when you put all your gusto in it, how can you fail? You might have pitfalls, you might have lessons to learn, but man, when you can stick by what you really feel and think, the universe
yeah.
is going to help you. So.
I mean, listen to your gut and listen to your higher self because it's true. It's going to be true to you. You have the power to create whatever you desire, and that's
Wait,
okay. bottom line.
Gay, I'm coming up with a song. You have the power. You have the power to believe. I don't know if that's a song, but that's what I'm hearing. You've got the power. I got to go to the next caller before they really hang up and don't listen to the show anymore. 447, you are on with Gay the Angels. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Deep.
Hi, Deep. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm so happy to be here, guy friend. I just can't even tell you. You are on with an angel reader, and I am so happy, Deep, because we spent a lot of time talking to you, and now you'll get a different perspective. So, Deep, this is Gay. Gay, this is Deep.
Hi, Deep. How are you?
Hi, Gay. I'm good. Thank you. And you?
I'm hanging in there, honey. I'm a busy little angel.
Oh, yes, you are, Gay. And you're going to be a lot busier very soon.
So what can I do for you, honey?
Should I ask, should I have a question in my mind? One or three questions?
Okay.
I would say think of a question and concentrate deep.
Yeah.
Okay, will do.
Can I tell you while you're thinking of your... Okay, go ahead, because I was going to say, while you're thinking of your question and while you're pulling a card, Gay, I just want to tell everybody, we've got a lot of chatters, and I want to ask, does everybody want me to put on a show at 4 o'clock on Sunday? Or what did we put on, 5 o'clock on Sunday? Because I am, like, so excited that you're all here. I see new faces, and I see new chatters. I would love to know what in chat, whether you want a night show, weekend shows, what's a good time. I just never thought that this time would be fabulous, but I'm like really loving this. So if everybody would like to see this show, come on Sunday, you know, at 5, please let us know in chat. So thank you. Go ahead. Go for it, Gay. I'm just too excited. Go ahead. I'll be in chat.
Get the clairsentience card. And that's the Archangel Raguel. He says, notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings, and they signify divine guidance. So I feel like you're a highly sensitive individual who picks up on other people's issues or emotions or things in their life, and you have such a huge, great heart for that, and that you have compassion for so many. And sometimes it becomes extremely overwhelming for you, and it's hard for you to actually tone down that connection with them sometimes. And you get too involved, but you try to pull back, but it's so difficult, and it just breaks your heart. And so this clairsentience is part of your gifts. Of picking up on folks, you know, I feel like you're hearing what other people are thinking or saying. You just know things in the moment.
Wow, deep, deep. So all of this time, you've been fooling us? Is that what, you know, deep?
Just a real love bug, a real sweet person,
yes,
sensitive.
Yes.
I feel like that he hides himself a lot because he's afraid.
Yes. Yeah.
And I understand that feeling because I'm a very sensitive person myself. But I have to really kind of push myself out of the nest. And I feel like this is something that what I'm hearing is that you need to push yourself out of the house, out of the nest, and really start getting out there with people who need you in a different way, you know, instead of taking on their stuff, being more of a healer to them with your compassionate words or just your presence. You don't have to do anything. Just be you.
Yeah.
Does that,
you have a very nice smile when you do it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very nice smile. And just don't be so afraid. There's lots of love for everybody. And you are the most deserving as anyone else to receive that. And you know what? You need to allow the angels to wrap their wings around you and to love you and shower you with light so that you can become stronger. You are a strong person. You just haven't tapped there yet, but you will. You will tap there and you will grow and you will go out there and make a difference.
All right. Okay.
Does that help you?
Yes, that certainly helps me. My question was actually around how my career will progress in my current employment, but I'll go with what spirit gives me. That's a different thing, but I'll accept that. Do you see anything about my current employment, how my career will go in this job? Bonnie,
I'm gonna let Gay talk to you, Deep, because I know talked to you. I think you worry. This is what I'm gonna say before Gay actually says anything. I think you worry a lot more than you. If you took half of the energy that you do worrying about it, and realize that you are a great commodity, and I don't mean that a commodity meaning, you know, you're not a person, because commodity, but that you are needed, you're wanted, and that you do a great job at your work, then you would be very, very secure in what you do, because I feel like You've been there. How long have you been at your current job?
Since 2008.
Yes.
I was close.
Yeah, and I feel like you have helped that company or who you work for immensely. I think you don't think you do. I think you feel you're more like a cog in a wheel. But actually, they need those. They need people who are loyal, who are work ambitious, who take pride in their job, and do a great job when they're there. And I feel like you meet all of that criteria. Are you afraid that the company is going to go under? Is that what you're afraid of, or that they're letting people go?
No, not really. It's a very good company. It's a really big company.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that if I do not grow, it has an up or out policy, and it's very intense and competitive. So if people don't get promoted every few years, then they are asked to leave.
Yes. I think that you, I really believe that you will step up to the plate. I feel like you're aggressive. Not hurting people, but aggressive enough to know what the company needs. And I don't see you being let go. So I don't know what the angels have to say to you.
I don't see it either. And Raguel, I mean, the Archangel Raguel is kind of like the air traffic controller of angels. So
I love that.
Trying to help you to like control your emotional thoughts, like, you know, like this direction, that direction. Just pull them all back together to yourself. You're doing a great job where you're at, but I have this feeling that you feel like you're in a stagnant hole, that you're bored. Like it's becoming stagnant for you. And you feel like you're being put behind where nobody really sees you.
Yes, that's right. But my role changes every few months.
That's that cog in the wheel thing. I got to tell you, cog in the wheel means that you're just, you know, it takes a lot of cogs to turn the wheel. So that means that you can't really, you know, you don't really give yourself the worth that you need to, because without those cogs, the wheel doesn't change. But I do see you being aggressive enough that you know when you need to change. And I feel like the job keeps you on edge all the time, and I hate when employers do that. I think that they think that by doing that they'll get more out of their employees, which isn't nice. I believe there's other ways to do it and not make people so nervous about their job. But I don't have any angst about you, Deep. I don't think you are going to be let go. So
they depend on him immensely.
Yeah.
More than he knows. They just don't want to tell him that.
Absolutely, and that's what bothers me. I believe
in that. Like, you're right, the cog in the wheel. I mean,
yeah.
And you're very versatile. They love that, and you're loyal. They love that. So that's good attributes about you. But they're not going to tell you that because they want to keep you in fear so you don't leave them.
Yes. And I feel like I'm sorry for that. I really believe employers, and I wish I could give them, and I used to want to try to go around and give seminars on to companies and employees, since I am, and I did give a seminar about how to really treat your employees without really instilling fear, but actually instilling wanting to produce. And this isn't the way to do it, but this is what companies do. So, Deep, this is your question, I would really concentrate on what it takes you to get to the next level all the time and not be worried that you're going to let go. You know, there's a difference. Like, what can I do to forward myself this year or next year, and not thinking of, well, if I don't do it, I'm going to get canned in a year or two. See the difference? There's a difference in energy.
Yes, there is, and I will think work on that.
Okay.
To call upon the Archangel Michael to give you the courage to continue to be who you really are and really step up for yourself. Don't, you know, be afraid.
Yes, yeah, sure. Yes. Thank you, Gabe.
Oh, I love all the messages you got, Deep, and call us and let us know how you do. I'm not going to worry about you, so I don't want you to worry about you. Okay?
Sure. Thank you. Thanks, both of you. Thanks.
You're welcome. Gay,
I'm just... Angel at your side.
Yeah, angels are always at your side. We love, that's part of me, Gay, and I love that you say that because we're a very uplifting, you know, I give messages and I tell everybody that there's a way to give messages, even when it's not a great message. And I always believe in the truth. I don't ever hold back, but there's ways to give it. So, and, you know, always positive, put your foot, you know, first. I believe that that's why we're here, even if there's unpositive situations going on.
Exactly. I mean, like the angels never, angels will never, ever give you a message that is out of a negative connotation.
Absolutely.
Ever.
That's right. And that's what I
love. Absolutely. That's absolute because they don't. That's not their job to drag people. So if you're like with someone who's reading and it sounds very horrifying and negative, I would shut it down. So.
Absolutely. I'm with you, Gay. All right.
Shut it down, baby.
And, honey, I have done that before. So we are going to talk to 843. 843, you are on with Gay and the Angels. Hi. Hello. Hi.
Anybody there?
Hi. We're here.
Yeah.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Maggie.
Maggie?
Yes, Maggie. Well, I'm only one. Okay.
Maggie.
Hi, Miss Maggie. How are you doing today, baby?
Well, I'm here. So today's a very nice day. I'm off work. Congratulations to myself.
Well, good. You know what? I think they want. Did somebody used to call you Maggie? Because if they didn't, they should. Because that's what I'm hearing, Maggie.
I have a lot of nicknames. Oh, wait, my current friend, whatever he is, calls me. He says my name twice all the time.
Yeah, well, guess what? That was a message from Spirit telling you that's who you're talking to. So not talking to him, but that they know that somebody in your life calls you Maggie, because I never would have done that. So anyway, that's from Spirit. Now you can talk to Gay, our angel lady. Gay, this is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi. Now, our friend Julie says my name three times. My friend, this is the one I'm actually calling about. I relocated to a whole new city and state from South Carolina to Ohio, and I've been here for 4 months. I met him kind of immediately, and things seem to be going well. However, he seems like the type that, when it goes good, he backs off, and I don't know, he's a little weird. But a conversation came up about him getting my spare apartment key. So I'm like, okay, so is this moving forward? It's like it's good until there's about to be a title. So I don't know.
Well, so you don't know whether somebody's warning you
right.
from above or not. I'm going to let Gay, you go, because otherwise, you know me, I'm going to call Spirit and take over. I can't do that.
Well, you have the Twilight Bolt, it says breathe, honey. You need to breathe. And it's the Archangel Raphael. He is like the Archangel of healing, pain, and suffering. And it says, take several deep breaths, exhale slowly, to awaken your energy and to release the old patterns. And this is what I feel. Patterns are popping up here. That's why you're afraid and questioning. Have you had relationships kind of run like this before in your past?
Kind of, but not like this. Usually I kind of know where the person stands and I can pretty much write them off right away. It's like, okay, that's going to happen. I'm not worrying about this one. But he's like really different. This is the first time for me that I can't get a clear reading on who he is.
Well, the only thing that at first came out when you were talking about him was I felt like he had another relationship somewhere, kind of still kind of lingering on the side somewhere, lingering. You're not saying that he's involved with anybody. I'm just saying there's some connection with someone else. And I don't know if that's true, but that's just what I feel. This is what I heard.
Okay.
How much time have you spent with him? Is he there with you all the time?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. So what I don't get, well, because what bothers me is the same, and I hate to interrupt, and I'm going to give you back to Gay, but I don't love the idea with, who gave the idea the spare key? Is that you?
I mentioned it before, and then
and
it
so
went away.
Because he's afraid of commitment. He's a commitment phobia.
I am too. So I'm okay with that.
Okay. So what my point is this. I feel like you all of a sudden you want to move forward and you're afraid he doesn't?
No, it's like he the way he treats me, it seems like he wants to go for it. He treats me very well whatever I want all the time. And it's like, so I don't know what we're doing. I'm lost.
Okay, so if he treats you really well, and you're telling me you really like him, and you want to move forward because you're a commitment phobe, and he's a commitment phobe, and he wants to move forward, that's where I'm confused. So you offered him the key, and he says no, or what?
The key came up. He didn't mention it, but it came up again last night. But the funny thing was, I was just about to say it, and he said it just before me. So I was like, okay.
And is this your apartment?
Yeah, my apartment.
So, because I feel like that they, you know, go ahead, Gay. I feel like when they're called your name, Maggie, they know in spirit that this is the guy. What problem are you having with him? Because, see, I'm just not, I do feel like what Gay is saying.
I feel like since the breeze part came up that she needs to take a deep breath and pull herself back, ground herself, okay?
So you don't want her to go as fast as she wants to go is what you're saying, right?
Okay. Yeah, and pull herself back so that she can think clearly enough to think about what's happening and, you know, so that getting in a hurry. I don't feel that it should be something that in a hurry. I mean, you haven't been there very long, so I think friendship is the best way to start, is to be friends and take things slow. But this is, you know, I'm not you. But I feel like your angels, getting the breeze card, it's just, you know, like, I'm going to read it again. It says, take several deep breaths, exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. So I feel like there's some old pattern connected to him and you. I mean, to him in some form.
Ah, got it.
You know what I mean? Just, I'm not saying it's a huge one, but it's a pattern. Something that they want you to take a really close look at, okay? And that is if you're interested in breaking that pattern. And I'm not saying this will chase him away. Maybe he's willing to change something too.
How long have you been seeing him?
4 months.
Okay. It's really hard to tell people about their heart because lessons are learned in the heart. So this could be your lesson or his. And we're sitting there busting it down for you. So that's why I believe this is what would happen. You can move forward in any way you want. Gay's saying to take a deep breath and think about it. I really believe probably, I feel like there's some energy around him that he really likes you. He saw a good thing when it came, but there is baggage with him that he might not have gotten rid of totally. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't.
I know. He told me I know his baggage exactly is. He talks about it all the time. He kind of lives in the past. Don't know what that about, but he does that a lot.
Okay, so as long as you understand that he does come with some baggage and it might not be all cleared up, good. That's all Gay is really saying to you is take a look at he's offering you and make sure what he's offering you is something you're okay with. Because I really believe, I really believe that this will, if this is him and this is something you and him will be moving forward with. You'll know within the next 2 months. I really believe that he, and I do believe he tells you up front Because I think he still's got some pull to the past, like you said. And just make sure that before you throw all of your heart in there, okay, like Gay said, just step back a little and see what happens. I would think in the next 8 weeks, which is 2 months, they're showing me, you'll know which way it's going to go.
Right. I mean, it's, you'll know. That's why, you know, take that breathing break, and then the ball is always in your court no matter what.
Yes.
I mean, this is a word from the wise here. You know, to get a reading is great, but the ball is always in your court, period. No matter what you get from a reading, it is up to you to pick and choose what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And, you know, it doesn't break my heart if it just doesn't resonate with you and doesn't work for you. So I'm just letting you know, it's always in your court. You have the last decision about everything about your life and how it works.
Yeah, and you know what, Maggie, because that's what I'm saying, he could be the one, but he just needs to clear up things. And so we're not saying that, or I'm not saying that, and neither is Gay.
I'm not saying that either, no.
So, but what we're saying is he's got some issues around him, and you know them, and if you can work them out together, I really see, you know, I don't have anybody, you know, anybody in spirit going, no. So the thing is, I do have Maggie coming out. So just that you know that there might be some issues you're not willing to commit with right now. It doesn't mean in a couple of weeks that, you know, when you see and work through it with him, that you're not, you know, this isn't something to move forward with in the future. That's all.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I mean, because I didn't feel like the dagger cut off either.
It's just
they want you to be mindful about how things are happening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go for it, girl, or don't. Let us know.
Okay.
All right, thanks. I just love
angels
that.
Angels at your side.
Angels are always at your side. I mean, I could feel I could feel around him the same thing, Gay, I could feel it.
Uh-huh.
He's got some, but I think he's, you know, I think in the next 8 weeks, which is 2 months, they're showing me all of...
Yeah, I don't feel you know, like I said, I didn't feel like harrowing. Like, hell no, you know. It's like the pattern thing. The pattern thing just kept coming up. There's patterns.
Yeah.
Either
hers or his.
But she needs to be more mindful as to how things are progressing or not progressing. And
I agree.
The little things that need to be seen. That's all it is.
I so agree, girlfriend. She will see within 8 weeks. Okay, I don't think I called this one 301. 301, you are on with our angel reader. And if I can keep my mouth shut, you're really on with the angel reader. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, ladies. How are you guys? It sounds like you're having a great time, a lot of fun.
We're always having a great time.
Who are we talking to? Have fun with us. Who are we talking to?
We are talking to Diamond, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Diamond from Maryland. I love diamonds. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yes, they are.
Wait, if they're not a girl's best friend, they might be a guy's best friend. You just never know. So, okay, I'm going to put you on with Gay. Gay, this is Diamond.
Hi, Diamond.
How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing okay. I'm calling to see if you can help me figure out something. I've been divorced for a long time, 5 years or so. But I've been single since divorce. There's not been anybody else. Yeah.
So my question. Been in a relationship for a long time. Everything's cut.
Yes, you're getting cut off, and I don't know why. We're having some issues, I think. But please go ahead, try. But you're getting cut off, so we can't hear you, Diamond.
Okay. I'll say it again. My question is there anything that I'm not doing or anything that I need to work on? Because I can't seem to attract a guy into my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is perfect. You got divine order, honey. Things have been working for you. It's just hadn't been time yet, okay? Because I feel like what I'm saying is what they're saying is that you've been doing a little work on yourself. in your mentality, and not just I feel like physically too, but I mean mentally, you're growing up in another level. And this is a divine order. This is like the angels stress this all the time. Everything happens in divine order. We ask for their help and assistance, but they have to get all the little duckies in a row for things to happen and like get dominoes, you know, to the effect to come to you for what you're asking for. And this is with the Archangel Raguel, and it says everything is how it needs to be right now. And look past the illusion and see the underlying order. So you kind of do a little reflecting and see how the order is coming up. Because I feel like you feel like something is good as bad for you. I feel like it's coming. This person is coming, and that you're absolutely ready. And that when you feel that way about yourself and you feel like, all right, I am ready, believe me, the universe hears you, and here he comes.
So, I love that. I love
you
that.
You don't even have to say it out loud, but they're like, oh, here he comes. But be wary of how you use your language with the universe. Don't say, I want. You know, don't use the word I want, because then you can just say, I don't want, blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, here it comes, right? So you would be very specific with your language. But if they know your thoughts, and this person is coming along. He's coming. It's time. You've just been doing a lot of growing and learning about yourself and enriching yourself and healing yourself. And that's what's the most important thing right now. But in divine order, this is coming. And if you could kind of take a little look at your baby steps that you've taken with yourself through these years with no relationship, what you've done for yourself. And now you're going to see the grand picture that you are a masterpiece now. And the masterpiece is ready to be tickled. So here it comes.
Oh, okay. I love that. Diamond, I just, you know, I so totally, again, the angels are fabulous. This first thing when you were on the phone, I heard, you are fabulous, darling.
Fabulous.
So
yeah.
If you are fabulous, that means when she pulled the angel card or when she hears from the angels, divine order. You know what I want to say to you? I love the angels, but I almost want to cringe when I hear that, because people never want to hear that. They always want to hear, like, coming to date. And I know that because they tell me that, Diamond. Oh, don't worry about it. Somebody's going to come and pick your show up. It's in divine order. And I'm thinking to myself, what's divine order?
And we all
nice
want it right now, but you know what? You just focus on getting yourself prepared to be blown away, because you are an awesome individual, and there is nothing about you that nobody could ever not love. And this is what this is not me speaking, okay? I mean, this is what they hear. Angels love you so deeply. This is how they see you. And the person that's coming in your life will see you in the same way. There is nothing that you could do for them not to love anything about you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I do believe someone is coming. It's just that it's been years, and I'm able to manifest other things, and other things are happening, and it just makes me wonder, wow, how come I haven't been able to attract a partner? And that's kind of the only thing
that's that divine order thing.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about that, and I have to agree, because everything is in divine order anyway. But you know what, Diamond? I got to tell you something. You have such a beautiful spirit. I can feel your aura again. I that's one of the things I can do, and which probably everybody can do. But I always say, oh, I can feel your aura. But what I don't mean it nasty, but I can feel what kind of a persona you have. And I really believe that you wonder why you can't, and the real reason, just like Gay said, is these few years that you have been working on yourself, actually becoming much more metaphysical and understanding what your gifts are and how to use them. And how to help other people, when that man that you're manifesting comes in, or what that partner comes in, it is going to be, they're telling me, a forever thing, which sometimes isn't people's lives. So don't rush it because, oh my goodness, I've got spirit here. Don't rush it because what they're telling me is that when you do, that there's a reason it took this long. Most people could be married and divorced 3 or 4 times or even, you know,
yeah.
I am a counselor. You don't want that. You want the right one to come, and the right one is going to come. You have manifested it. They know what you want. They are, they're saying that they're waiting just a little longer. There's some lessons still that you need to learn. But mostly, when he does walk in, it's going to be a forever thing. So just know that.
Okay.
And honey,
okay.
You already know that you're fabulous and that you
yeah.
are worthy. And so you already feel, I feel that you know that you're worthy
yeah.
and you know that you got the spark. So believe me, his little bell's getting rung already. You ain't even laid eyes on him.
And you know what? When you do lay eyes on him, it's going to be, oh, please don't call us. You'll be having you know what so much, we won't even be able to get on.
Oh, Lord.
So
okay,
hold
I'll hold on to that one.
Thank
you, ladies. You've been very encouraging.
Oh, you're a great girl. I'm going to say you're a great lady, but you're a great girl. And I got to tell you that you have a lot of spirit. You've got spirit with you, and I think you know it. And I think there's spirit around you, and they're helping you. And I can tell you that they don't make – not everybody has your heart, and you should be proud of it. That's all I'm going to tell you. Okay.
Thank you. God bless you both. Thanks for helping.
All right. You're welcome. Angels at your side, Diamond.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my goodness. I love it. You know, Gay, one of the things and why I do this show and why I have people and I'm hoping everybody, you know, likes listening is we get touched by so many of the callers. Just like I hope we touch them and help them, they touch us. I can feel, you know.
It is part of our healing.
Yeah,
you know, we help and share. We heal others. And, you know, I've worked with people who get really depressed and they just have no hope. And I said, if you go out and help another person, you, that will change for you. That will change for you because you're going to see your 100% worthiness right then in that moment.
I love it, girlfriend. We still have more. I was going to cut the show at 60 minutes, but we're going to go the whole 90. So 954, you are on with the Angel Lady Gay. Hi.
Hi, this is Mary. Are either of you any good at finding something that is lost?
Ah, but I know an angel that can help.
Okay, lost or missing. I went to a yard sale yesterday, and then I went another place, and I didn't notice till today that my checkbook was missing when I changed purses, and I went back to the location, and they didn't find it. I'm wondering if it's going to turn up, or what do you see?
How about you, Bonnie, because I don't feel anything.
I'm going to tell you, you went to the, after you left, you know, that I can, you know, I can find things. It's really weird. It's just when you're going to see it. But I don't, I feel like they're telling me that on Monday you need to call the bank, which I think.
Oh, I am. I always, yeah, if.
I don't think you're going to find the checkbook, but I don't think somebody. Yeah, I don't think somebody lifted it from you. I actually think either you got. Do you have a big purse?
Well, I was carrying a small purse when I was at the yard sale, and then today I changed to a bigger purse for church. And when I came home, I was thinking about the yard sale, and then I said, wait a minute, I took my checkbook, and I emptied everything out, checked in my drawers, checked in pockets.
Yeah, I don't think anybody lifted it, and I don't think you're going to have to be worried about anybody spending or writing checks, which is fraud anyway, but I have this feeling they're showing
me. I get the feeling it's in a box. That's where I get, in a box. It somehow got placed in a box.
Is there any possibility that the people who had the yard sale had so much stuff that they might still have it and didn't realize what it was?
Yes.
Because it has a blue cover on it, I left my name and my phone number.
Well,
I feel
don't
like it's
think
in a box.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that I just don't feel like before you get too worried about it, and that's what they're saying, call the bank. I do believe that it's in something where you were, whether they'll find it or not. Or, you know, sometimes they, after a yard sale, they tell like a vet, AM vets or somebody, to pick up everything that they don't sell. And that's where I'm worried that, you know, if you don't cancel your check, it doesn't matter when you find it. Nobody's going to write on it, and it's not going to be somebody that stole it. It's just about you're not going to get it back. That's all.
The only thing concerns me is I wrote one check for $10 out of that sequence. So they're snowbirds. They come and go part of the year. So I don't know, you know, if we can identify which check I wrote, because my log is missing as well, because it was in this folder.
I don't think the bank is going to worry about that, because they're going to ask you what the last check you wrote.
The card that I got
when you asked was like, again, it was the Archangel Raphael, and it was the breathe card. So you just need to breathe. And what Bonnie is saying is exactly what you need to do. I don't feel that you're going to get the checkbook back either.
Yeah.
But I
it doesn't really matter.
I just see that it's in a box. It's placed in a box, and that's all I get. So I'm like,
yeah, and what's nice about that, Gay, is the fact that if I felt an alarm, or you did, then you'd say, oh, goodness gracious, honey, somebody took it or lifted it out of your pocketbook. But I don't get that. I get the same thing Gay gets. Oh my! And I don't believe that you'll have a problem, but you're still going to have to call the bank on Monday. So I'd breathe like what the angels are saying.
And, you know, today has not been a great day because I haven't been feeling well today. Well, I haven't been feeling well for some time, and sometimes when you're not feeling good, you're not really paying attention to stuff. You just want to kind of get out of your head and go out and enjoy the day, or forget, you know, what's bothering you. And it's like, oh, I need to be paying more attention, you know. And it's like, oh, wow.
You know what?
Another word I would like to share with you is, like, tonight before you go to bed,
uh-huh,
when you lay your head on that pillow, you say, Archangel Raphael, I am open for healing, and allow, and just go to sleep. And you will be feeling 100% better by the next day.
I even have a silver necklace that I wear with the medal with Archangel Raphael, and it says Healing Angel on the back that was given to me years ago. And I always pray to him. But I've got a long-standing health issue that hasn't been resolved for a very long time. And it's really wearing me down right now. So this is the last.
Well, you know what? I want to tell you this. I believe when things happen, they don't happen for happenstance. I believe that there's lessons in everything. So I'm one of those lesson girls, even though I'm not a teacher. But I do think that because of this, they're showing you that you've got to either slow down and think, because for some reason they're showing me that you're being distracted. I don't know.
I've got a lot of different things going on simultaneously, and I need to pay more attention to you know, financial and all that, and not get careless. And I know, you know, it does draw my attention back to that thing.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Yes. And I think what they're saying is, learn the lesson now and you won't have and this is really a blip on the radar, but don't learn the lesson now and it's going to be something that you're really going to be hit in the face with, meaning that you've got to slow down. You've got to really understand that, which I don't have the time. You have to really understand that we live every day one day at a time. It doesn't matter if there's other irons in the fire, because I can feel your head. I could see it being distracted by all different things. And I have the same problem you have. So I get it.
I feel
it.
Like a hamster on a wheel these days.
Yes.
Round and round I go.
Yeah, and this is just telling you, and you kind of wrote it in your life plan, stop and smell the roses, because you've got roses.
Breathe.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, because I went to I went to a service today remembering the dead in honor of the All Souls Day.
Yeah,
and
I went to church yesterday.
Got a red rose.
Well, you know what I'm telling you, spirit gives me messages all the time. I just don't tell you spirit. If you see me write, I'll put spirit and then I'll say it. But if you know that that isn't one thing I always say. Spirit works through me and they give you the messages. So there's a message right there for you that they're with you. They know what you're going through. They know that you need to slow down. They saw you today and they know that you smelled that rose. And now it's time to smell it in your own life. And I do have spirit here with me for you. So
go ahead.
So it's really hard when you've got a lot of worries and a lot of other things on your plate. All they're saying is that
I've never done this before. I've never lost it. You know, I may have misplaced it and then I found it. But
yeah.
I'm usually pretty good with that stuff, but
don't worry, be happy. That's what I'm hearing now. Don't worry, be happy. Just chalk it up to.
I'll back myself up and call the bank in the morning so that I can be sure everything is it'll be all right.
Good.
Anyway, thank you very much, ladies, for
their angels are saying that you are so much loved. You are loved so much, and you must love yourself as they love you.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you. I do appreciate that.
Have a great day, and please
you
tune
do the
in.
Same. Thanks,
thank
ladies.
You.
Thank
you. Thank
good
you.
Night. Good night.
Good night. Oh, my goodness, I love this. And I've got to tell you, we have 4 minutes left, so I just want to say we have a lot of callers. We'd like you to call back. We will have Gay back on the show. I am going to put now that I get where, you know, like Friday I have a show at 4, everyone. I'd like you to come to if you can. It is with my partner that I started this whole show with who had to leave us, Two Intuitives, Mike Perry. He is a paranormal investigator. We had a show, so it's really going to be cool. He decided to pop in. And if everybody wants a show on, you know, Sunday at 5 o'clock, I would love to do this because it was so much fun. And I thank you, Gay. I thank everybody for being here. Kelly, thank you for not being well because I came into my own show. And, Spirit works many ways. And, Gay, I love having you. You know that. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? We have a 2-hour show. I thought we had 3 minutes left. Hey, everyone, stay. So it looks like we have, I only usually put on an hour show, and I think Kelly put this on. So, Kelly, you are to blame, girlfriend. Anyway, I would love to stay, actually, but I will not be able to. So I just want to tell you, Gay, that you are always welcome back. We hope that you do come back. I will put on a show Sunday at 5, and we'll just keep going through a few Sundays and see what happens. So we hope that we know you work during the week, Gay, and we have a lot of people that work. So I'm going to try putting that Sunday at 5 o'clock show and give everybody some different, perspectives. And you are always welcome back on the show, girlfriend.
Oh, I enjoyed it immensely. And I just love everyone that I talk to. And I everybody remember, you can get your power back with one good feather whack. Boom.
I love that. You know what? I am just so happy. I feel you got your mojo back, girl. And
I did a little bit.
I know. I'm going to hold off until the 6:30 hour. We've got a couple more minutes. And I just wanted to tell everybody I love it. I love the show. I love having everybody in chat. I want to thank everybody in chat. My goodness gracious, I have new chatters I haven't even seen before, and I want to thank them and tell them please come back. I do a day show, so 1 to 3, but I am thinking, Gay, and everybody out there, and that's why I'm kind of throwing this out to the audience. I have been asked to do weekend shows, and more like at 7 o'clock at night Eastern. It's a tough thing for me to do all weekend if I'm doing all day shows. So I want to know from you all how you feel. I'm going to keep my day shows on I'm going to keep
saying
Thursday
shows on, but maybe I feel like once or twice a month it'll be you could do a weekend thing. Right now, I don't know. I just don't see you not doing the daytime shows.
You know what, sister? I'm thinking I'm doing Sundays at 5 o'clock. But I'm only going to do.
Sundays is easy. Yeah, you know, it's a laid back time. People are very interested, and all of these new chatters and new listeners, you will absolutely love Bonnie. She's a hoot, and her guests are always fabulous, wonderful people, and you always have a good time here, even in chat. It's never a boring moment.
Oh, I love that, Gay, and I'm hoping that you say that you'll come back because we have so many callers that would probably love to continue this. And what I'm going to ask you is if, because we have so many callers, and I know that you work, if we can continue this next Sunday at 5 o'clock, and that way all the callers that didn't get a hold of you have the chance to come back.
Well, on next Sunday, I will be working.
Are you working?
Yeah,
okay, well,
Sunday
guys,
night.
Guys, I am going to try to get Leslie Journey, who hasn't been with us during the day either because she is working. So I'm going to see if Leslie Journey will come. But I do have to tell you, Gay, that we would love to have you back. When you have another Sunday off, just let Kelly know. And let's boogie, girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, I could do mornings. As well during the day. I just need no ahead of time.
Okay. Well, you know what? Why didn't you do one of my morning shows?
I would love to.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Gay, we'll get in chat this week. You know I've got surgery coming up on Tuesday, and so I will not. I keep telling everybody, I have surgery. Tuesday, I'm just having minor surgery. It's going to be an outpatient procedure. I'd love to say it was a facelift because I'm only 17, but it's not. It's just a biopsy, so I'm really excited about this surgery. But I will be back Tuesday evening, so I'll be back on the show. Is Wednesday, and let's talk about continuing this the following week. We'll get you on so that you can talk to a lot of people who have been waiting for you. So again, I want to thank you. We love you, Gay. I have always felt such a great love and camaraderie with you since the day that we talked and you were in chat and you actually gave me a reading on my own show when you called in for one. It was a heck of a time and I loved it. You are just like me. I'm spontaneous, hopefully. We bring you love and light, I hope always, and you have that same vibe. So, again, I want to thank you and thank everybody for joining us. And I will continue the Sunday show. So, Kelly, start putting Sunday on. I know you're in chat. Start putting Sundays at 5. All right? Thank you, everyone. I'm sorry I've got to leave. I didn't. I usually plan an hour to a 90-minute show on a weekend, and I want to thank all of you for coming. Thanks a lot, and please join me tomorrow, 1 to 3, with Kelly Kolcher. She does absolutely fabulous psychic. She hears from spirit. She also does a birth and life cards that I love. We're right in the middle of kind of teaching everybody what she does and how she does it and talk. But let's chat and call me up. I will be on from 1 to 3. Thank everybody. Thank you very much. Thanks again for listening. And I love everybody. Bye.
Bye.
You still there? Hello.
Everything is awesome.